Hey, let's talk about it. What's going on, y'all? It's the end of the year. I told you we was going to start roasting it down, so you could go ahead and give me a call. I'm going to be at this number here on Blog Talk Radio. If you have reached the show via my Facebook page, the number is 516-418-5936, and we're going to be discussing Tory Lanez and some other things that have went on throughout the year of 2022. Gonna go ahead and roast it down like a good old pig in the ground in Alabama. So you can check me out also. We are StreamYarding this conversation live, so you can also visit my Facebook page and grab the link to the StreamYard there. And right now we're going to go ahead and take a look at Twitter and just look at some of the trending topics that are trending on the internet right now. You see that breaking news, I-71 lanes are closed. Listen, people. If you live in the tri-state area of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, and you're listening to this on Christmas Eve, December 23rd through the 25th of 2022, keep your in the house. It is snow everywhere. It is a snowcopalypse. Do not care about those presents and gifts that have to get there. I know a lot of semi drivers are getting jackknifed in the middle of the road there, and it's getting very dangerous. So you people need to make sure that you put in your health and safety first and not allowing yourself to be manipulated by, capitalist incentives, and get your cell phone out of that weather. Again, if you are in the New York and Buffalo areas and you are experiencing extreme weather, please try to stay safe and warm. Keep yourself out of areas that would lead you to hypothermia, because that can happen very quickly when you're in negative temperatures. All right, now, so that's big news. Definitely the snow coming around as hard as and as quick as it did. This Arctic freeze, they say, hey, it's the climate change. I don't know if this is climate change. I think this is just regular weather, and we're just spoiled. You know, we're so used to good weather here. Look at this newscaster. Couldn't wait to get on the road to report to you how bad the roads are. But look at the city officials already paving the roads with salt. Already got a good tread going on. So that's really good to see in some areas. I know that's not everywhere. So, but I-71. Emergency alert went out on everyone's phone to let them know to stay off of the interstate. They are impassable, so people still didn't listen. So there's still a lot of buildup out there. People stuck out in the middle of the road. People stuck out there not able to get their cars out of ditches of snow, because we all know Mother Nature is stronger than any man-made vehicle. She will shut you down with the gust of a strong wind. So let's be respectful and stay off the roads, people. It's really no joke. Hypothermia is easily to occur when you are dealing with such things. And let's get straight to the Tory Lanez, which is also trending. Mr. Tory Lanez, a rapper, singer, not really too familiar with his music, was accused of shooting Meg the Stallion, and the fragments of the bullet wind up getting into her foot or ankle, and the people are angry, honey. They are angry to see that Tory Lanez has been found guilty and possibly may have to go to prison for 15 years and be deported back to Canada. Actually, I do believe that this is not a male versus female issue. I do believe this is just cooler heads that not prevail at the moment. A lot of underlying feelings and issues going on there with people. But hey, like I always say, you know, stick to what you're used to And there's no reason for you to take a gun to a female's house where other females are going to be or other high-scale people are going to be, especially if you feel like you have such a target on your back from Jay-Z or the immigration system due to prior things. But unfortunately, many people are divided by the Tory Lanez guilty on all three charges verdict, and they are heated, absolutely livid about it. So if you want to give me a call here, again, you can give a call to discuss this case with me. My number is going to be 516-418-5936. And it's just sad, you know, that so many of us think that Tory Lanez is the reason for the season. Girl, he ain't even all that. I don't even understand how people are caping for this man. He's all of 5'2", and that's just not very attractive when you are overly aggressive. It gives off the Napoleon complex. So, again, you know, people, I don't understand the hatred for Megan Thee Stallion. It seems like people are mad at her for being a woman and having the options that she does in her sex life, and she probably went under her standard by dealing with someone like Tory Lanez, and so I can empathize with her not wanting to tell the world, Gail, on CBS News there, that, hey, yeah, I was intimate with this butthead. But I don't want to be biased in discussing this. If you have an opinion, you know, type it in the chat or give me a call there. Tory Lanez, unfortunately, will be deported and other actions will be taken against him. I'm not sure to what extent this will impact Megan Thee Stallion's career, but most certainly these internet streets are not being kind to her. His father's reaction was kind of everything, though. I enjoyed it. Okay, but he's not God and neither are you, honey. So you got to deal with the fact that the case is over, unfortunately. You can take it to appeals and see what happens, but it's not looking good for him. He'll probably do 7.5 years, maybe 3 to 7 years, you know, but most definitely he'll be deported back to Canada. And I know Canada, people are really pressing that drill music is really popular in Canada. Hey, nothing is worse than a degenerate thug culture. So if Canadians are also exemplifying degenerate thug culture, know that that time is up. And degenerate thug culture is played out. And so all of the, you'll see more and more in the future that those type of culture vultures who promote that mess, they're going to be called out. And that's not going to be acceptable any longer in popular culture. The overly aggressive male, you know, the overly sexual female. People are looking to kind of rein in society. We have kind of seen everything at this point. You know, we've gotten to the point where, hey, people are just not willing to go along to get along. So people have different opinions of different things. Hey, you can always give me a call if you're interested in this topic. I'm going to continue to emphasize the fact that you know, violence against women is very common. And sometimes people want to see women humbled and put in their place for being overachievers, being attractive, being sexual, being financially secure. Today's culture warriors are looking to silence and demean women who attribute sex to power or who look to proximate themselves to power and wealth. and it's really a sad venture that we're getting into here, because people don't seem to understand the great power of our attention and our opinions, and because we don't seem to understand that, it's being manipulated by people who do understand that. So we're going to keep on scrolling for additional trending stories here. They immediately carry Tory Lanez off and up and out of here, you know, just as a warning to others, I believe, you know, that justice is swift. Justice can be swift when you're a high-profile celebrity. Justice can be swift in the same way that you see Harvey Weinstein and his guilty verdict. We should expect to see the same thing with Tory. So let's go ahead and take a look and see what they're saying about Meg here. You know, what they're saying about her on the internet. She's getting 500 tweets in an hour. So let's take a look and see what they're saying about Meg Thee Stallion. And like I stated on Kaya's show, we are way past the point of no return here with violence towards women, where you have a culture that has produced the statistic of black women being killed every 5.5 hours by a domestic partner or someone known to them by gun violence or community violence. And you'll see the same things within these tweets here. Multiple people showing how domestic violence towards black women is a real issue. Here's one excerpt this person has tweeted. Yet for black women, the numbers are even more stark. More than 40% of black women will experience domestic violence in their lifetime, according to the Institute of Women's Policy Research Status of Black Women in the United States. In comparison, 31.5% of all women will experience domestic violence. Another highlighted portion of the tweet, more disturbingly, black women are 2.5 times more likely to be murdered by men than white women. An overwhelmingly majority of these cases, 92% of the person who killed them knew their victim. So, you know, I can't emphasize how stigmatized black women are in this culture as the whipping doll or the whipping boy. We are blamed for everything. Our image is used for everything, and yet we still have no control. I do appreciate the outrage of Tory's parents, considering perhaps that Tory is a main breadwinner and they've worked hard on creating a career for him. To see him lose all of his opportunity due to his careless, reckless discharging of a firearm and possibly injuring another person. So I definitely understand their outrage, but I can't say that I agree with it. Okay, so he knew he had children as well. I'm not really sure why God is going to hurt us for his actions. Okay. Okay, Apostle of God, you should have been on Roc Nation. Everybody know Roc Nation ain't with the right thing about God and all that, you know, but I'm sure they got prayer warriors who are in high places, just like you got prayer warriors in your places. So let there be war. That's how I look at it. Not sure how Beyonce and Jay-Z got involved in this, but okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Megan Thee Stallion gonna sue DJ Academics. Child, Chief. You know, she the main one that gets the clout and the boys gossiping and talking because she is such a domineering and dominant female. So it is mildly unattractive for men to not attack her because she seems to be able to defend herself because of her height and her stature and her popularity. They think that it's okay to attack her because of that. But DJ Academics was definitely one of the biggest pro-Tory Lanez voices out on the internet, and the lawyers and spectators that he interviewed also were just big pro-Tory Lanez fans. And there's nothing wrong with having a position, but the slander and the libel, you know, that they continue to push as if it's fact, it's just unnecessary. It's just unnecessary. So, you know, again, Megan was dating beneath herself when she was messing around with Tory Lanez. And because of that thug in love, I think that he was able to push a persona to the females in his circle that he was such a hard gangster guy. Those Napoleonic guys, they really, you know, go out of their way to prove their masculinity. So I'm thinking perhaps that may have been the attraction there. But for whatever reason, again, people are upset that Megan Thee Stallion was an attractive female. You know, she was proud of her sexuality. She was young. And people just don't understand that, you know, women are sexual and they make their own sexual decisions. Let's see what they highlighted here in their prison culture. So it says, yeah, when the system ensnares people we loathe, we may feel a sense of satisfaction. When we see defendants as symbols of what we most fear and that which we most greatly despise, we are confronted with a true test of our belief that no justice can be done under this system. It is a community process developed by anti-violence activists of color in particular who wanted to create responses to violence that do what criminal punishment systems fail to do, build support and more safety for the person harmed, figure out how the broader context was set up for this harm to happen and how that context can be changed so that this harm is less likely to happen again. It is not grounded in the punitive justice, and it actually requires us to challenge our punitive impulses while prioritizing healing, repair, and accountability. Next, we should also focus on the person responsible for the harm, but without disregarding their humanity. This means we have to acknowledge the reality that it's often that it hurts people. Child, I don't agree with none of that. If you're an offender, you need to go to jail, and justice needs to be swift, and it needs to hit you in your head so that you never get up again. I am so for that. So anyway, continuing to look through the latest tweets about the Megan Thee Stallion case, why are people acting like this is a win? Megan Thee Stallion does not win for this. Her career is going to take a hit for this. Already the backlash has begun, and what we're seeing is nothing for females to celebrate. Because, like I stated, the statistics are already very high for domestic partner abuse and murder of black women. So with her being kind of singled out in the media, people are going to continue to kind of do that. But when Meg comes out and she's so sexual, people want to punish her for that. They want to punish Lizzo for being a female and having a gut. They're not interested and you having freedom to show the world your freedom of your sexuality. You want to twerk and split your butt open and all that. Men are angry, even though they've been rapping and singing to us for the last 40 years to do just that. It's embarrassing that they don't have a control over the women in their culture, that we are exposing ourselves like that. So what you're going to find now is a lot of narratives around how this is a male versus female issue, how Megan Thee Stallion you know, is not black woman because she's taller, she's beautiful, and she's rich, you know, and there's going to be people who are going to push back and say that Tory Lanez is, you know, the victim here, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to have thousands of thick pieces, and this is all really to distract you from the larger news that really impacts your life and your bottom line, and things of that sort. You know, when you're talking about the omnibus trillion-dollar bill, I don't know why they always try to get us with these bills at the end of the year, like the government's just going to fall apart and crush itself, crush in on itself if they don't find another high-interest tax rate to put on Americans to pay for wars around the world. But we're definitely being distracted from the various things that went into this trillion-dollar spending bill. And it's always some odd number. But here it sounds like what's in this $1.7 trillion spending bill? $65 million for the restoration of Pacific salmon populations. I love salmon. $3 million for bee-friendly highways. Definitely need bees. $3.6 for Michelle Obama Trail. I'm not sure why we need that. $3 million for the LGBTQ Museum in New York City. Okay. $200 million for Gender Equity and Equality Action Fund. Not sure what that does. $477,000 for equity training for teachers when they need to just give them a tax break or increase their pay. $300,000 per year for the continuous plankton recorder. Now, wait a minute. That's $777,000 plus I would add that $3.6 million for Michelle Obama. A waste. Absolute waste. That is not enough money to put into any and all that. That's all nonsense. When Americans are begging out here for reparations, they're out here begging for student loan relief. They're out here about to deal with the emergency, this national emergency of snow and the power grids and the system not being able to handle all of the users, and et cetera, et cetera. So it's so much stuff that is really going to impact your life that's not going to be presented in the social media realm or in the realm of the news. And so that's why platforms like Twitter become important, because when there is a suppression of voices, then there is a suppression of news and information and true journalism. And while we continue to say free Julian Assange, or while we continue to lift up the name of Snowden, who even had to go to Russia to get freedom. So, you know, all of that being said, 2020 is just being highlighted as another insane year. And we can close this year out knowing that we're going into a new year with a new day. All things are possible. Opportunities are available to all of us. We can follow our higher nature or our lower nature, but it all has significant ramifications. See, this is how you know right here, this lady, child, what is she doing? Anyway, this is how you know this ain't no, what you say, a BIPOC African-American woman. Anyway, nobody should be celebrating about this man going to jail. He should have done better. The community should have known better. And it looks as if, you know, it's all that we can do except for be at each other's necks. Seems like that's all we can do is be at each other's necks and look for ways to hate each other. But I'm hoping for a new year. I'm hoping that everybody continues to kind of figure out their way and be more complimentary towards each other and more loving towards each other. If you want to call in, you can call 516-418-5936. This is a first of a new series that I'm looking to get into doing. You are always welcome to give a call. I think we're going to be doing it on Friday nights about 11 p.m. Just so that we can take a look at the whole week of news and take a look at the upcoming year, ways that we can maneuver ourselves in society so that we are not caught up in the constant distractions so that we can begin to plan for our next generation and our passing on generations affairs. These things are important. Of course, you're going to be having discussions on Black masculinity and the perception of manhood and the need for self-control. You're going to see various think pieces. You're going to see various think pieces on why women should be policed more for their sexuality, and the hatred for Meg is just going to go insane. So we'll always be able to have that discussion. I appreciate you listening. May your families be well, and hopefully we'll have more positive things to discuss in the new year. Thanks for your